Tesla is hit with a double dose of bad news. We rank the top 10 automakers in Germany, and we go behind the wheel of the new Honda CR-V. All that and much more on AutoLine Daily.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily for Wednesday, October 22nd, and we start off where things aren't looking too good for Tesla. Daimler announced that it has sold its 4% stake in the EV automaker for $780 million. However, the German automaker will continue to use Tesla's batteries to power the electric version of the Mercedes B-Class. And now to the other bad news for Tesla. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed a bill that bans the EV maker from selling cars to its customers through company stores. The bill also prevents the company from setting up a gallery to display its vehicles. Well, we're once again hoping to tap into that vast knowledge of the AutoLine audience. We were sent these pictures by a viewer of a diesel engine under the hood of a GM truck. Interestingly, it's an air-cooled unit made by German manufacturer Deutz. But we're not too clear on the history of the company and how that engine ended up under the hood of a GM vehicle. From what we could find, Deutz did offer engines in commercial vehicles from the 60s to the 80s, so maybe that's what this truck is. And we've also seen people on YouTube that swapped out an engine for a Deutz diesel, so that's another possibility. But if you can help shed any light on the situation, just head over to the comments section, and we look forward to reading your replies. Well, we just got a chance to get behind the wheel of the all-new Dodge Charger. But unfortunately, our driving impressions are embargoed for another week. In the meantime, here are some of the highlights. It's got a new design, including a new front fascia, which mimics the Dart a little bit, as well as a new rear fascia. The roof and the rear door are the only parts that are carried over from the previous model. Several new models are available, including the RT Scat Pack models and the SRT 392, both of which are powered by a 6.4-liter Hemi V8, and the SRT Hellcat, which has a 6.2-liter Hemi that cranks out 707 horsepower. But if you're not interested in all that power, the Charger comes standard with a 3.6-liter Pentastar V6. All the engines are mated to an all-new 8-speed automatic transmission. The 2015 Charger has a starting price of $29,000 and tops out at about $65,000 for the SRT Hellcat. We'll have more about the Charger next week. If you really want to understand the global automotive industry, you need to know what's going on in the most important markets, like Germany. We put together a list of the top 10 brands of passenger cars in Germany, and we think you'll be surprised by the relative rankings, as well as which names don't show up on the list. Okay, here it goes. Well, no surprise here. The Volkswagen brand dominates the market. Mercedes is up next, but who would have expected Audi to be so close and ahead of BMW? For all its problems, it's kind of surprising to see Opel ahead of Ford and Skoda. We sure didn't see that one coming. Renault is barely ahead of Hyundai, and where are any of the Japanese brands? And finally, Seat, another surprise, rounds out the top 10. Coming up next, a look at what changes Honda made to the 2015 CR-V, and it's more than just a few.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
The Honda CR-V is a midsize CUV that competes against the Ford Escape, Toyota RAV4, and Jeep Cherokee. Base price starts just over $24,000, while the new touring model, which I drove, starts a bit over $32,000. It's powered by a 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine mated to a new CVT transmission. Fuel economy is 27 mpg in the city, 34 on the highway, and 29 combined. You can subtract 1 mile per gallon for all those numbers for all-wheel drive models. Honda is on pace to increase sales of the CR-V by 5% compared to last year, once again topping 300,000 units. And with 60 all-new or improved components on the 2015 model, I don't see any problem with it missing that mark. While most of the front fascia was massaged, you'd be hard-pressed to tell the new model from the old at a quick glance. The most noticeable change comes in the form of new headlights that now feature standard LED daytime running lights across all trim levels. Two new sets of wheels are also available, and the rear fascia did see some minor tweaks as well. On the inside, the center console was not only redesigned with four new compartments for better storage, it was also raised to add air vents for rear seat passengers. A new 7-inch touchscreen display is available, which was nice, but it doesn't have a knob for volume control, and I found myself pulling my eyes away from the road to adjust it. I did like the split rear seats that automatically fold flat to the floor with just the pull of a lever. And maybe even better, Honda listened to its taller customers and added extending sun visor. I love this feature because I hate having to lean forward or adjusting my seat when the visor doesn't reach far enough to block out the sun. Gone is the 5-speed automatic transmission, and in its place is a new CVT unit, which helped deliver more performance with increased torque and also helped improve cruising efficiency. And while I didn't feel like the CR-V drove any better than its competitors, I did feel like it was less top-heavy and better planted in turns, thanks to some minor changes to the suspension setup. Also new for 2015 is a top-of-the-line touring model that has unique features like a power open and close rear tailgate and the automaker's collision avoidance system called Honda Sensing. It includes features like forward collision warning, collision mitigation braking system, adaptive cruise control, and lane keep assist, where the vehicle tries to keep itself centered in a lane. While lane keep assist does work, I found that it steered in fractured segments through turns rather than a nice arcing movement, and I even found myself fighting against it at times. But with systems like these, Honda hopes to cut its fatality rate in half by 2020. The 2015 Honda CR-V is on sale now. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.